With many mitzvot, if you omit to do it at the correct time, then there's nothing you can do about it to compensate. There's a pasuk in Kohelet, Muvat lo yuchalit kon v'chesron lo yuchalim anot, that something which is crooked can't be made straight, and something which is missing can't be counted. So, for example, one doesn't make kiddush on Shabbat, then there's nothing one can do about it after Shabbat. If one doesn't blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, there's nothing you can do about it after Rosh Hashanah. Similarly, if one doesn't say Kriyat Shema in the morning, then you can't make up for it and compensate for the mitzvah at another time in the day. But an exception is the Amidah, that which if you miss davening the Amidah at Shacharit, so you can compensate for it and make it up at Mincha with what we call Tfilat Tashlumin, a second Tfilah, which you haven't actually davened Shacharit, but you've compensated in some way and you're making up the missing Tfilah. Likewise, if a person misses davening Mincha, so you can make up for it at Maariv, daven Tashlumin, daven a second Amidah, and compensate for it in some way. But there are, of course, a number of halachic details associated with Tfilat Tashlumin. The first of which is that it has to be that you missed davening the correct tefillah due to circumstances beyond your control. You can't just decide that, you know what, I can't be bothered to get up early tomorrow morning to daven shacharit, I'll get up late and I'll daven mincha twice. Or you can't say, well, I'm going to go to a football match this afternoon, won't be able to daven mincha, but it doesn't matter, I'll daven maariv twice. It needs to be either a case of shkaga, that you forgot, or a case of honest circumstances beyond your control. So to understand what shkaga is, that it was a mistake, that's easy to understand what the case could be. You just were involved in something, didn't notice the time, and by the time you look up, it's after the Zaman. It's a person set their alarm to go off in the morning at 7 o'clock, and there was a power cut, the alarm clock turned off. It didn't go off till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. They slept all the way through Shacharit, so then they can daven Tfilat Tashlumin. So shkaga is very easy to understand. What's the definition of ones, of circumstances beyond your control? So the Shulchan Aruch is actually quite broad in terms of understanding this. One example is that a person is doing something, let's say it's in the afternoon, this is the most likely scenario, that it's Mincha's the hardest one to sometimes fit in, that you're in the middle of doing something, you look at your watch, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, okay, I've got another 2 hours that I can daven Mincha, so you carry on with what you're doing, and then you look up again, and goodness, it's dark out, and you've missed davening Mincha. So you might have thought that's not honest, that's not circumstances beyond your control. You should daven Mincha at 3 o'clock when you looked at your watch, and you shouldn't have got so immersed in whatever it was that you forgot after that. That's still regarded as honest, because you'd planned to daven Mincha, it's just something happened that you didn't. Similar example, quite strange, is that even if a person is tarud b'iskei mamon, a person is at work or busy with business, and if they stop what they're doing, they're going to lose money as a result, they're not going to be able to carry on with what it is that they're doing in their business, then even though really they're supposed to stop and daven mincha, if they didn't, they carried on knowing that they weren't going to be able to daven mincha, that's still regarded as honest and they can daven a tashlumin. That's because it wasn't they just simply chose to not daven mincha now, that's because it didn't suit them, but there was something very pressing that was preventing them from davening Mincha. That's also, we have a din that a person who's a shikur, person who's drunk and is unable to daven, is also able to daven tashlumin, even though you might have thought that's, again, not circumstances beyond your control. You can always make sure that you don't get drunk. Nevertheless, if you did get drunk and you weren't able to daven, then that's regarded as circumstances beyond your control, and you can daven tashlumin. Adkan.